May I speak now in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, this morning we're starting with Psalm 150, which is part of our summer series on the Psalms. Last week, Lucinda was reflecting on Psalm 2 and reminded us that God is our only place of safety because only God is Lord of all. Everything is in his hands. God is the one we can run to and take refuge in, particularly in difficult times such as these. Psalm 150 is at the complete opposite end of the book of Psalms. It finishes the book of Psalms with an outburst of joy and praise. Now, here's a question. You may say a silly question. Why praise God? Well, Psalm 150 gives us that succinct answer in six short verses, and it's bursting, as I said, with joy and gratitude and wonder. We praise God for who he is, and we praise God for what he has done. Because this, of course, deepens our connection and relationship with him. And because worship is indeed the right response to God, because we owe him everything. So Psalm 150 is a joyous call to worship. Worship God everywhere, it's telling us in the first two verses, inside buildings and outside under the open skies, as we'll be doing a bit later in Forest Church. And we worship God for everything. We praise God for who he is, because he created the heavens and the earth and all living things. He is good, great, and almighty. And we also praise God for sending Jesus to give us a second chance to return to him. Psalm 150 not only gives us the who and the why, but it also gives us the how. How should we praise God? Well, we should worship him in every way we can, with everything we have, through song, through dance, through instruments, creating a joyful sound of worship. I don't think Lucinda and I are going to be doing a flash dance for you at this service. But maybe next, 10:30, who knows? It's easy to praise God when things are going well in our lives, when we have things that we're grateful for and joyful for and wonderful family news. But as we all know, it's not so easy when things are hard. How do we praise God then? Because there are moments, aren't there, when praising God can ring hollow, maybe doesn't feel right. Those moments of darkness and pain, doubt and fear, moments when we're faced with serious illness, perhaps, or there's a natural disaster, or death of a loved one. Psalm 150, as we've just said, is situated at the end of the book of Psalms. And as Lucinda reminded us last week, the Psalms show a wide range of human emotions and experiences, from anger and joy, despair, lament. So we've been journeying through the Psalms and get to this end point with this amazing outburst of praise and joy and wonder, acknowledging at the end of the book that God is our refuge and our safe place. No matter what happens to us in our lives, we are to hold on to that hope that God is with us through everything. And Psalm 150 is that reminder that when we put God at the centre of everything we think and say and do, when we put him first, it is right to respond to his love with an expression of our own. Now, I began this morning with a question: why praise God? Psalm 150 gives us the who, the Lord God Almighty, the where, everywhere, The why? Because God is good and he gifted us Jesus, his son, who died to save us. And the how? With everything we have. And I'm going to end with a different question, one for you to ponder maybe today and as you go out into your weeks. Where do you praise God most easily? Amen.